100.1 The X. There's music from John Mayer, Waiting on the World to Change. In the meantime, we'll talk to Sophie from Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. It's 4:30, time for the local lowdown. Hi, Sophie. What's going on with Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful? I know we got the Raise the River event, but what else is happening?
Yeah, so one of the arms of Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful is our adult education program. Now, normally with our adult education program, we're going into businesses, going to local clubs, talking about ways to be more sustainable. Instead, right now, we're doing a series of webinars, and we have one coming up next Thursday. We're partnering with Great Basin Brewery, Conscious Container, and Full Circle Composting to present a webinar about Nevada and the circular economy.
Fantastic. What the heck is the circular economy? In layman's terms, so, for me to understand.
Well, you know, when we're going out and buying things these days, it's like we buy something, we use it, and then we throw away, we get rid of it, and it's no more. Now, in a circular economy, we're looking to have more of like a regenerative system. So having a cradle-to-grave approach where we're able to recreate things and keep using things instead of just throwing everything away at the end, and building that into our economic structure so it's more feasible for people to do that.
Interesting.
So it involves the collection process, sorting, processing, and manufacturing. And it may be a big overhaul, but it is possible. And that's why we're doing this webinar. We want to teach people about how this could work in Nevada.
It's scary at first to ask people to make changes in their life. But I think once you explain it, like little steps, little baby steps, one thing at a time, it adds up and it makes a really big difference. Those are great people to be partnering with as well. We love all of those people there.
Oh, I know. Lots of really awesome local companies.
I'll tag them all on the website too. We'll post this phone call as a podcast because there's a lot of information. So if anybody missed it, they can learn more. If one of our listeners wants to sign up for this webinar, what exactly can they expect? Is it like a Zoom thing where they are quiet, just observing? Is it interactive, or how does the actual webinar work?
I don't believe it's interactive. I think there will be a portion where people can ask questions, and it will be over Zoom, and anybody who's interested can go to ktmb.org/event to sign up. Like I said, it's next Thursday, and it's going to be from noon to 1 p.m.
ktmb.org. Get yourself registered, and while you're there, check out all the amazing information about the Raise the River event. Now, normally this is an evening, it's one night, but because it's gone online, you kind of get to do the Raise the River event for a whole week.
Yeah, so normally we have one night in our sensory garden. We bring like 500 people from our community out there, celebrate our river, celebrate our program, and raise some money to help us keep going for the next year. But since we can't gather in the garden, we're going to be doing a whole series of interactive events on our Facebook and Instagram next week, August 18th to 22nd.
So Tuesday through Saturday, ex-listeners, get ready.
Oh yeah, ktmb.org to learn all about how you can support our programs, from donating to having your own celebration at home and learning more about our sponsors too. We're really lucky we were able to retain our awesome sponsors for Raise the River, which includes everyone from NV Energy to Renown to Liberty Food and Wine, Nevada Mining, Moana Nursery, Now Foods, and we even get some love from the X as well in Lotus Radio. So we appreciate you guys.
It's tradition around here for us to participate. This is one of our favorite events. On the website at ktmb.org, I'm looking at, it's explaining how to get involved. And my favorite thing is get outside. Just go outside, because the event is not happening doesn't mean you as a listener can't still go even just explore your own backyard or take the kids down the street to a park. Or there's lots of ways to participate. So it's forcing us to think outside the box. And I think that's good.
I think so too. Forces us all to be a little more creative.
Right, whether we want to or not. So we've got webinars and we've got online parties to get to.
It'll be a blast. I can't wait.
I'm excited. Well, have a great weekend and get ready to celebrate 5 years of Raising the River with Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. Rain, shine, or online, it's all happening. Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you, Jamie.